lift your voice and praise Him. Praise the name of the Lord. You are the strength of my life. You are the strength of my life. Please turn your Bibles with me to the book of Ephesians. I'm so delighted tonight to be here and so happy that God has made me a wonderful part of a wonderful family, the kingdom of God, God's children. And in particular, to have great friends like Brother Sutton, Sister Sutton, their family, and to be in fellowship with a great church like New Life. And I've said this before, and I'm sure many of you had this same testimony. I wasn't raised in church, so it hasn't had a chance to become old hat to me. And I'll confess, all of my initial experiences with coming to God were negative. I came to God in the circumstances where I was a new convert and was pulled out of my church with some people I thought were sincere and led me away and led me out of my church in a church split. And the pastor that I ran to, his wife was so mean she killed him. He died a young death. The guy that replaced him committed adultery, got a girl pregnant, left there and went to a church that wound up in an occult. I had all kind of negative experiences. But you know something, no matter what kind of experience I had with people, my time with God was always great. I love God. And I did not let people chase me away from my Lord. But I'm so glad to know that there are good churches with imperfect but good people. And I'm so glad to have friends like Brother Sutton, who loves God with all of his heart and who treasures truth and righteousness. I want you to turn your Bibles with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 2. And for the sake of time, I'll read three chapters. They're slow tonight. I'll just read a few verses. Verse 1, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, For his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and had raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship. One translation says this word is masterpiece. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. We are his workmanship. The first verse tells us that we were dead in trespasses and sin. The third verse tells us that we lived according to the lust of our flesh, fulfilling its desires and every desire of our mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Look at your neighbors and neighbor. I was a mess. But the Bible also says we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And I want to preach for a short time tonight, from a mess to a masterpiece. From a mess to a masterpiece. Can you put your Bibles down? Clap your hands and make a whole lot of noise for the Lord and thank him for his word. Oh, come on, thank him for his word. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Cleanse us and wash us in the washing of the water of the word. Your word releases truth. Truth releases us. God, you said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Help us to receive with meekness tonight the engrafted word, which is able to heal, save, and deliver our souls. In Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. You may be seated. From a mess to a masterpiece. Oh, God is so good. But I will say that not all of us has had the pleasure of being raised in good homes. Not all of us have had the pleasure of having a sound moral background. Not all of us have had the privilege of having a stable financial situation in our lives. Stable parents, good friends. In fact, some of us, quite frankly, feel like we are an accident. Somehow, I came to this planet as a result of a train wreck. But the truth is, according to the Word of God, you are by no means a mistake. Your birth was not a mistake. You are not a mishap of any kind. Your life is no fluke of nature. God planned you from the very beginning of time. Your parents may not have planned you, but God did. And he's not at all surprised by your existence. In fact, he expected it. He knew you were coming. Long before your parents conceived you, you were conceived in the mind of God. He thought of you before anybody else could ever think of you. God knew you were coming. It was not by fate, nor by chance, nor by luck, nor by coincidence that you are breathing this very moment. God planned you. God knew just what he was doing, and you are alive today because God wanted to make you. God wanted you here. Tell your neighbor, God knew I'd be here tonight. Psalms 138 and 7, the writer says, when I am surrounded by troubles, you keep me safe. You oppose my angry enemies and save me by your power. You will do everything you have promised. Lord, your love is eternal. And he prays, keep or complete the work that you have begun. Tell your neighbor, God plans to finish it. You understand the Bible says, Paul said in the book of Colossians, he said, being confident in this very thing, that he who had begun a good work in you shall complete it. Tell your neighbor, he shall finish the job. You see, God never does anything by accident. Everything that God does, he had a plan for it. Everything that God made, he had a plan for it. Everything God designed, he had a purpose for its existence. And God had a purpose for you. Far before you were ever born, God already designed a destiny for you. Far before you were ever conceived, God had a plan for your life. You are by far no accident. God prescribed every detail of your body. He deliberately chose your race. He chose the color of your skin. He chose your hair and its texture. He chose every feature on your body. God customized you just the way he wanted you. He determined whatever you would be and how you would come out. I wish I had somebody saying amen. He customized your body just the way he wanted it. Now, I've got to say, he did what he wanted to do and we did what we wanted to do, and some of us messed it up. Can you say amen? But he determined all of your natural talents. He determined every gift that you would possess. He even determined the kind of personality that you would have. Look at your neighbor and say, I am no mistake. I didn't get here by accident. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am designed by the great creator. I am put together by the greatest artist on the planet. I am designed by the Almighty. I am. Psalms 119 and 13 says, you made, in the Living Bible translation, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit them together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. It is amazing to think about your workmanship. It's marvelous and how well I know it. The writer here acknowledges that he is wonderfully put together, and he was put together all before he even got here. Everything about him. You know what? It's just time for God's people to stop having all of these personalities, all these conflicts with themselves, and all of these hang-ups. Things like low self-esteem and low self-image, comparing yourself to other people. There is nobody like you, and there's nobody ever going to be like you. Nobody is ever going to do what you do or be like you are. God made you just like you are. All these complexes. God gave you your personality. He wants to develop your character. But he gave you your personality. Just like you are. So you're just like you are. If you are the kind that's got an extrovert personality, you're outgoing, and people don't like that, just let them handle that. If you're the kind, you're quiet natured, and people don't like that, let them handle that. You be who God made you. Somebody say amen. Amen. Psalms 139 and 15 says, you were there. You were there while I was being formed in utter seclusion. You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life before I began to breathe. And every day was recorded in your book. Because God made you for a reason, he decided when you would be born. He decided how long you would live for his glory. He planned the days of your life in advance. He chose the exact day that you would be born and the exact day that you would die. Let me say this again. He said he scheduled every day of my life before I began to breathe. He recorded it in his book. He already knew when you would come and how long you would be here. Let me tell you, I don't care what scientific statistics say. You don't know when your day is. Only God knows. You could be here for 70 years or you could be here for the next 7 months. But whatever time you got here, you better give every waking moment of your life to living God's purpose and living for God's pleasure. Can somebody say amen? He not only planned when you would be born, he planned where you would be born and where you would live for his pleasure. Your race, your ethnicity, your nationality, your gender are no accident. He left no detail to chance. And let me say this again, your gender is no accident. You are not a man trapped in a woman's body. And you are not a woman trapped in a man's body. God knew what he was doing when he designed you. And if you are confused, one trip to the restroom ought to convince you what you are. Are you hearing me now? He planned it all for his pleasure, for his purpose. I like what Acts says. He says, from one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth. He determined the times for them. He determined the times set for them and the exact places that they should live. God did it so that men would seek him. And perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us. For in him we live. In him we move and have our beings. I want to let you know something. God already knew where you would be. This night in Birmingham, Alabama, I don't care how you got here. I don't care if you were a runaway or a stowaway. God knew you'd be here tonight. I don't care how you got to church, whether somebody chased you, dragged you, put you in a shopping cart. It don't matter. God knew how long you'd be here and when you'd be here. Nothing in your life is arbitrary. It's all by divine design. But not only did God decide when you would be born and where you would be born, he also decided how you would be born. Regardless of the circumstances in your life, who or what your parents are, God had a master plan in putting you together. It doesn't matter whether your parents were good or bad or indifferent. God knew that those two individuals possessed exactly the right genetic makeup to customize you the way it would please him. I don't care how he had to bring them together. He knew they had the right DNA to put together the person he wanted to use in this world for the ministry and the purpose that he designed just for you. He put you together to give you a testimony that he could use in the earth. Are y'all not hearing me now? He put you together so he could give you a witness of his power and his glory and his ability to change and deliver every life. Yes, he did. It don't matter how you got here. Your mama could have been raped. Oh, she would have never met the man that made you what God wanted you to be had God not allowed that tragedy in her life to turn into a masterpiece called you. Y'all not hearing me. I know that sounds kind of strange, but God knows just why you got here. He knew there'd be somebody that needed your witness, somebody that needed your testimony, somebody that needed your help. God did it. There are no illegitimate children. There might be illegitimate parents, but there are no illegitimate children. There are many children whose parents didn't know what they were doing, but God knew what he was doing. And God took into account all human error, even sin. But he made no mistake in making you. You might have fallen into sin, and now there's a baby either here or on the way. And God will forgive you of your sin if you will repent of it, be baptized in his name, and receive the Holy Ghost, so that you can live a life full of power and free from sin. But as for that child, God already planned for that mess you made to turn into a masterpiece for his glory. Don't you make the mistake of turning your back on God and not raising that child in the house of the Lord to worship and serve its creator all the days of his life. Keep that child in church. Keep that child on the altar. Keep that child in the Sunday school. Keep that child in the choir. Keep that child in the house of God. It's made for God's purpose. God's own testimony is filled of examples of turning human failure into triumphant testimonies of faith. God is a masterpiece. God is a masterpiece maker. He is an expert at turning a mess into a masterpiece. Through every period of human history, through every course of human events, through every situation which resulted in human failure and human sin, God had a plan to turn it into his good. From the fall of Adam to the birth of Cain and Abel, God had a plan. From the murder of Abel to the birth of Seth, God had a plan. Throughout the days of Noah until the flood, which wiped away a world, God had a plan. From the flood to the building of the Tower of Babel, God had a plan. From the fall of the Tower of Babel to the call of Abraham, God had a plan. Throughout the days of the patriarch, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God had a plan. From even the day that Joseph was betrayed and sold into slavery by his brethren, God had a plan. From the days of Egyptian bondage to the night of the Exodus, God had a plan. From God said, God had a plan. He worked it out for Moses in the wilderness. He worked it out for Joshua on the battlefield. And God will work it out for you tonight, because God has a plan. You are no accident. You didn't get here by accident. And whatever mess your life is in, God has a plan. I like the way the writer of the Hebrews says it. What shall I say more? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, about Barak, Samson, of Jephthah, or David, Samuel, or the prophets, who through faith conquered the kingdoms, administered justice, gained what promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, who became powerful in battle, routed the enemies. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured. Others refused release so that they might gain a better inheritance. Some were scourged and flogged. Some Some were chained and put in prison. Some were sown. Others were sown in sunder. They were put to death with a sword. They went about in sheepskins, goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. But the Bible says the world was not worthy of them. Oh, y'all not hearing me now. But all of these commended their faith. Give your neighbor a high five. Said God knew just what he was doing. God knew just where it would go. God knew just how it would turn out. Because all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. Come on, clap your hands and praise. Yay. And the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. Tell your neighbor, look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. I feel God in the house. And the Bible said, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now listen to what I'm saying now. He said, because of the witnesses we have, you can make it to somebody else has been where you are. Somebody else has been in a mess. Somebody else has had tears to cry. Somebody else had had something to shatter their life. Somebody else had been betrayed. Somebody else had been let down. Somebody else had been persecuted. Somebody else had been rejected. Somebody else. But friend, if you can learn this one thing, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. My story right now might not look so great, but my God is an author better than any writer you've ever met. Are you hearing me now? And what he's writing is a testimony. He's going to write it how I got over, how I made it to the other shore, how I broke through, how I overcame. Say yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah. Tell your neighbor, God's got a plan. God's got a plan. God's got a plan. That's why the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If any man, what kind of man? Any man, a man that was born to a rape mama, that man, a man that was born in a as a crack baby, that man, a man whose father ran off and left them, that man, a man who was a sinner in the gutter, that man, a man who was a liar, that man, a man who was a cheater, that man, a man who was a rambler, that man, a man who was a gambler, that man, a man who didn't understand, that man, a man in the darkest sin, that man, any man, be in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, not in the choir, in Christ, not on the pew, in Christ, he is a new. He is a new creation. Your life might be a mess, but when you repent of your sins and you go down in that water in Jesus' name, you come up out of that water and you receive the Holy Ghost, you can look at everybody who remember what you used to be and tell them, look at me now. Look what the Lord has done. Look at me now. Don't worry about what I used to be. Look at me now. I got new hands. I can raise them now. I talk with a new tongue. I can sing out loud. I got a new life. I don't have to be what I used to be. Look at me now. I don't want to sound like I'm boasting. I'm just trying to testify about the goodness of God. Whatever I used to be, I don't have to be. Wherever I used to go, I don't have to go. Whatever mess I was, I don't have to be that anymore. Because I am his workmanship. I am his masterpiece. I am created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Say yeah. Lift your hands and praise him. Tell somebody, I am a masterpiece. I am a masterpiece. I can praise. I can shout. I can dance. I can talk in tongues. I can run the aisle. I can worship. I'm a new creature. I can love. I can be loved. I can forgive. I can serve. I am a new creature. Why don't you take about 10 seconds and just jump up and down and wave your hands like a new creature. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. Oh, oh, Lord. Hey, hey, hey. If you need to come to the altar, come on to the altar. If you need to be prayed with, come on and be prayed for. If you need to be renewed in the Holy Ghost, come on quickly. Come on quickly. Come fill the altar. Yeah. Keep praising him. Keep praising him. Keep praising him. Keep praising him. You are a masterpiece. You can be a masterpiece. You can be brand new. You can be more than what you ever dreamed of. Because God has a plan for you. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. God. Yeah. I'm brand new. Look at me now. Won't you lift your hands and rebuke the devil with a testimony? Look at me now. You thought you messed me up, but look at me now. You tried to drag me through the gutter, but look at me now. You thought you'd fill my life with drugs, but look at me now. Thought you'd keep me in the games, but look at me now. You thought you'd make me a cheater, but look at me now. You tried to make me a mess. But look at me now. I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle. Look at me now. Hey. 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 Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, lift your hand. Begin to praise him right now. If you need the Holy Ghost, come on right down front right here. God's got a miracle waiting on you. You need the Holy Ghost, come right here. You need healing in your body. Come right here. Come on, right here. Yes. I need some people who know how to walk in faith to come with me. Lift up your voice right now. There's a miracle about to happen. There's a miracle about to happen. There's a miracle about to happen. In the name of Jesus, I curse the sickness. I curse whatever affliction that has come against her body. A miracle. A miracle. A miracle. a miracle. In the name of Jesus, I speak faith. Come on, church, lift up your voice. I speak faith. I speak life. I speak joy. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Hey. Healing. There's a healing right now. There's a miracle right now. There's deliverance right now. Say yes. Say yes. Yes. Say yes. Unto the Lord. Deliverance. Transforming power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Come on, church. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. 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 Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Get all God's got for you. Get all God's got for you. It doesn't matter where you've been. What really matters is what God has created you for. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Come on, lift up your voice and praise Him. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I want to be everything You made me to be. Everything You made me to be. I need to be. I need to be Yours. Completely Yours. Sold out. Sold out to being what God created you to be. Oh, yes. I need a miracle. I need a transforming miracle. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Oh. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. You who are under the sound of my voice, you may have experienced failure in your life, and the devil might be speaking to you to withdraw, retreat, hide, tuck tail and run. If ever there was a time for you to stand up and be counted, to be active and engaged in the house of God, in the work of God. Oh, yes. To submit yourself to the kingdom of God. This is the time, because God made you for a purpose. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You made a mess of your life. You might have made some messy decisions. You might have been involved in some messy relationships. You might have got engaged in some messy activities. You might have had a messy attitude. God can work a miracle for you. Yes, He can. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. Lift your hands all over the room. He'll work it out for you. Yes, He will. He'll work it out for you. Just like He worked it out for Moses, for Joshua, for Gideon, He'll work it out for you. Oh, yes, he will. Like he did through all the prophets. He'll work it out. Yes, he will. Late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. He'll work it out. Just you wait and see. Tell your neighbor, he'll work it out. He'll work it out. Look at me now. God's got a plan. God's got a plan. It's God's plan that you be victorious. It's God's plan that you have a testimony. It's God's plan that you be a witness for his power. So that's why God allows you to come to a strong church. So when people look at what you used to be like and they see the difference in your life, they stand back with the wow factor and they can't help but say, look what the Lord. It just had to be God, because no man can make that kind of change all by themselves. Only God, only God, only God, only God, only God. Clap your hands and praise the name of the Lord. Pastor Sutton. I believe.